Racing, get a gizmo, began brilliantly. Good on Torada, came out running. Shimmer Shine charging down the outside. Good on Torada led. Shimmer Shine moving up on the outside. Get a gizmo angling for a run and then flying Bezzapin, Dara Express, and then Jimmy Casey, Kurt Lee, Black Opium at the tail. Good on Torada by two. Shimmer Shine tries hard. Two to get a gizmo, they swing. Good on Torada in the lead. Shimmer Shine can't get there. Good on Torada will win the $10 million. Chase over Shimmer Shine, get a gizmo, then flying.
It was a great call by the battler, Timmy Newbold. Big crowd there at Wenning Park. $1 million to the winner. And Frank Hurst, who's a legend in that part of the world over in New South Wales, joins us now, of course, the trainer of Good Odds Arada. Frank, good morning, good afternoon to you, and congratulations.
Thanks, Gareth.
How about that, mate? Has it sunk in yet?
Mate, just listening to it then while I was waiting, it still makes me shiver, you know? And sensational win, mate. Great dog.
Yeah, terrific dog. Can you go back to the start with Good Odds Arada? Can you tell us his story and how he came to your kennel?
Mate, we actually bought him as a three-month-old pup.
Yep.
We had a bitch that put to collision. The vet didn't use the straw because the count wasn't high enough. And we were a bit short of pups, and I knew these pups were available and for sale, and so I went and bought four of them, mate.
When did you realise that, boy, this one's pretty good?
Straight at virtually a break-in, mate. They just showed there was nothing between the four of them.
Yep.
Off their break-in, you know.
And can you just tell us about this concept, Frank, of the million-dollar chase and how it's helped greyhound racing? Not only in New South Wales, but nationwide?
Mate, look, it's just a great concept. It's naturally, it's the biggest prize money in the world for greyhound racing, right? And all dogs get a chance to go in. It's open to all comers. You can go places and qualify. You don't have to win. You run in the first four, you know, to get to down to the last 64 at Wentworth Park, which is eight races, and the eight winners go through, mate. So virtually, we qualified about 2 months ago. I gave my dog a five-week spell in between, you know, because he needed it.
Yeah. But
so we qualified early and then sat him back, and I believe that was, you know, responsible for him winning, mate, you know, or had a lot to do with it.
When did you realise, that your greyhound, that you probably had the right greyhound to be really competitive in this million-dollar chase? How long ago did you start the setting for this race?
3 months.
Yep.
At least. Yeah. Yeah, we knew how good he was, mate. You know, he's a very, very good dog. Look, you know, I mean, he had two trips at Queensland for the Nationals. Not the Nationals, but the State of Origin.
Yep.
Then he went down to Melbourne for the good races down there. He didn't qualify. His brother qualified for the final. Got a run off second reserve, you know. But then he won the national title in New South Wales, and he went over to Perth and led up there and got beat by the best dog in Perth, trained by the best trainer. And, you know, we came away after that, after running second in that company and against that sort of dog and being able to lead him, we knew that we'd be, you know, hard to beat in any race we were going to be in, because, you know, we were going to be somewhere near the lead. And the dog actually doesn't have to lead to win. So, you know, he's a good all-round dog, mate.
We're talking to Frank Hurst, the trainer of Good Odds Arada, who took out the million-dollar chase on Friday night at Wentworth Park. Can you explain to our listeners, Frank, that weren't there at Wenning Park here on Friday night and might be listening here and not knowing that there was a million-dollar race for greyhound racing on Friday night, but just talk about the atmosphere there at Wenning Park, and was it a packed house?
It made a packed house, It's pretty. It's an old place, Wentworth Park, but they've got big grandstands and that, mate. You know, they used to cater for huge crowds there years ago. And when you come out with the dog and seen the people there, mate, it was absolutely packed.
Yeah.
I don't know what the official figures were. I think it was around about 9,000 or 10,000, which is a good turnout for a dog race anywhere. And the atmosphere was electric, mate. The noise and that, you just couldn't believe it, you know.
Yeah.
And everyone had such a good night, and they were all into it, mate. You know, like, I'd never, from going to the boxes, you couldn't even hear, the dogs couldn't hear the lure, they couldn't hear nothing, mate. They were just roaring, roaring, roaring.
No.
And then after the race, they were still doing it, mate. You know, I was getting, you know, photos taken, and it's shaking, they want to touch the dog, want to do this, mate. I made a statement. I said, now I know what a rock star feels like.
Well, that's great. And that's what racing needs, and especially greyhound racing, to have people there packed out at Winnie Park. There was a good band, I think, after the race as well. And that's the one aspect that greyhound racing gets to have. Like, you can't go and get the Caulfield Cup winner and it can go and have a pat amongst the thousands there at Caulfield on Saturday, but you can actually take a greyhound and introduce it to the punters out there, and they can actually touch an athlete that's a superstar that's just won $1 million.
Well, they get their photos taken with him and all.
Yeah.
Like, I was on a show yesterday, the Wide World of Sport down here, a TV show, and Richard Freeman's on the panel there, you know, and he said to me, how many dogs you got in work, Frank? I said, 7. He said, 7? Right? He said, mate, I've been involved with horses all my life. He said, and horse trainers have 150 horses in work to win a $1 million race. He said, that's unbelievable, mate. You know, $1 million. He said, you know, like the money and that sort of, you know, what was your biggest thrill? The money or the prestige? I said, that's absolutely the prestige, mate.
Yeah.
You know, my whole family was there. The grandkids were out on the track running up and down with us. And, you know, everyone was celebrating. And as I said, I just felt like a rock star, mate, truly. You know, if that's what they feel like, well, you know, no wonder they do it.
Does it change your life, Frank?
Not at all, mate. No. We're still going to be doing what we do, you know. Naturally, being more comfortable or something. But, mate, you know, the next morning we were up doing dogs. This morning we drove 2 hours at 6 o'clock in the morning to go and trial other dogs and that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that it's what we do. It's our life, you know, our hobby, our passion, you know.
Yeah.
I love the animals, you know. And
I hope you shouted at the pub that night, Frank.
I didn't have to, mate. Everyone was shouting there. The club was putting it on, you know.
The richer get richer, as they say.
Oh, mate, you know, you didn't have to pay for nothing. It was all there. It was probably the best. I did go to a turnout over in Perth, which was stupid. They had some Circus Soleil and all that sort of thing there, you know. But it was really great, but they never had the atmosphere that this had, mate.
No.
I'm telling you, the people, this didn't need anything. We had the hoodoo gurus there and that, but that was after, you know. This didn't need it. The atmosphere was created by the people that were there, mate, that were participating in it and just wanting to join in and get their photos taken with the dogs and get their photo taken with me, you know. I reckon one girl kissed me 20 times, mate.
And
I didn't, you know, I wouldn't know from a bar of soap.
Yeah. You're a $1 million man now, Frank. That's what you get. And
oh, well,
when you have a look...
I'll have to win it again next year.
Yeah, I know.
$2 million, mate.
And you might just do that with that greyhound. You got a one, like his brothers are pretty good as well. And just on that, the Hoodoo Gurus, like, that's great to have a band of that calibre turn up at Wentworth Park and perform in front of those people. And the other aspect that Wentworth Park, the big advantage it has, is its location, Frank. Like, it's in the middle of Sydney, basically. And it's relevant. It's a beautiful backdrop. And you can finish work in the CBD, in the biggest city of the world, and rock up there at Wentworth Park.
Yeah, mate, that's, you know, it all sounds good.
Just a problem for you greyhound trainers sometimes getting in there on a Friday night with that traffic.
Yeah, getting in and out of the traffic, mate, and parking and things like that for people, you know. Like that applies in any big city, mate, wherever you go, parking's a problem.
Hey, mate, where do we see this? Do we see Good Hods Arata come to Victoria shortly for our bigger races?
Absolutely.
Which one?
Absolutely.
All of them?
Well, his main mission now is the Melbourne Cup, mate. We're looking at that. You know, that's the next card on the agenda.
Well, that is exciting.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, he's good enough. You've got to give him his chance.
Yep.
In them sort of races, you know.
Hey, mate.
The fields don't get much better than the field he beat the other night, mate. You know.
No.
That was a hot field, mate. Everyone had their chance to get in it, you know. All they had to do was line up.
And you...
come and race for a million.
Yep. I think
opportunities to get in, and those that didn't get in didn't want to be in.
No.
Virtually, you know.
It was a terrific field. Loved it. I thought it was great for Greyhound. A great night for that sport who's done it pretty tough, let's be honest, over the last couple of years. But they are fighting back and fighting back in a big way. And that sport had one of its best ever nights for more than a decade, maybe longer there on Friday night. As always, Frank, it's a pleasure catching up with you. Congratulations and well done on Friday night to take out that $1 million chase with your boy, Good Odds Harada. Job well done and congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks very much, Garth. I'll probably be able to buy you a drink when I come down.
Oh, mate, beautiful. Sounds good, Frank. Look forward to that, mate.
Okay.
There we go. There's Frank Hurst, the winning trainer of Good Odds Harada. Now,